Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Is Harry prepared to use his mother's funeral to further his personal profile on the global stage? The Mirror's Russell Myers claims it came as no surprise Harry wanted to leave the royal family as he'd wanted to since his mum's death. Russell wrote, "The searing image of Prince Harry, pain etched across his youthful face as he walked behind his mother's coffin, is long ingrained in the memory. His tortured relationship with the role he was born into, from the bemused little boy who attended his first day at school in front of the press, to the lovable rogue who was happy to muck about for the cameras, has seen him face many struggles throughout the years. To many, it came as no surprise that he wanted out of the firm. He'd long spoken to trusted friends about he dreamed of walking away, perhaps not quite in the manner in which he eventually did so, which continues to cause so much anguish for his family. But are Harry's actions contradictory?" Russell writes, "Perhaps some may argue he is quite entitled to use his experiences to further his mental health crusade. As well as his newfound profession as a film producer, Netflix have paid him £100 million for the privilege, after all. But purely examining his willingness to use his opening line to Oprah on the damage caused by derogatory mental health terms, while in the same breath this week labeling his adopted country's First Amendment, the right to free speech, as bonkers, Harry may find the path to righteousness can be a bumpy one." Forbes took a cynical view of Harry's recent podcast appearance, writing, "As to this last activity, that of crude commerce, also known as synergy, it should be noted that the Dax Shepard Sat Radio streaming enterprise thing has been bought by Spotify, which is to say two things. First, although any Dax Shepard podcast is significantly below the level at which one would expect a newly minted producer of Prince Harry's stature to be operating, by having the, in Hollywood anyway, sought after Prince Harry as a get, Shepard gives Harry a fraternal boost under the shared motherly corporate aegis and vice versa. At this moment, the boost to Shepard bestowed by Harry is larger than the one Harry receives in return. But despite that, the royal appearance was an excellent instance of California-ized drive-time log-rolling. Bottom line, to say that Prince Harry's appearance in the embrace of their newly acquired Dax Shepard show was possibly encouraged by Harry's new best friends in the Spotify executive suites would be the heaviest sort of Hollywood understatement. In narrative terms, the thrust of what Harry actually said to Mr. Shepard's suffocatingly chummy, tough being famous, ain't it, conversational gambits was a piece with the Prince's and Meghan Markle's larger project of talking about and selling themselves. In addition to the by-the-way barb about Charles and his upbringing, there was a long exchange about just how hard it was for Harry and Meghan Markle to shop at Whole Foods while she was on one of her early visits at Kensington Palace. According to Harry, they had to text each other aisle to aisle about their grocery list to avoid being mobbed and/or to keep Meghan Markle from being sighted with the Prince. Harry spent some time staring at the floor, apparently, but they got their organic groceries, and all was well in the end. Palace Intrigue will be right back. From page 6, palace aides rolled their eyes and were spitting out their tea over Meghan Markle's New York baby shower while she was pregnant with son Archie, royal insiders claim. Ingrid Seward describes the shower as trashy, saying they walked in through the front entrance carrying these enormous bags from the most expensive shops in New York. Omid Scobie adds, "I remember speaking to a palace aide at the time who rolled their eyes. They were horrified that something so common was happening within the House of Windsor. We had never seen someone throw this very lavish affair to celebrate the impending arrival of a baby." In 2019, a former chief aide to Princess Diana, Patrick Jebson, said, "This is a clear sign that Meghan thinks that being a royal duchess is about celebrity, not royalty." Scobie reiterated that sentiment, saying, "It's fair to say that the optics of the somewhat flashy shower did not go down well with certain individuals at the palace. While the trip had been a hit with Meghan, senior courtiers back in the UK were spitting out their morning tea when they saw her lavish baby shower, thrown by friends, turn into a media circus with what looked like carefully stage-managed paparazzi walks of the Duchess in the big black sunglasses from a hotel to a car and a laundry list of insider party details reported by the US press." The Independent shares that a recently emerged image of the Duchess of Sussex is causing a conspiracy theory to fly across the internet after what she told Oprah Winfrey in her bombshell interview. You may recall, Meghan told Oprah she was unfamiliar with the royal family before meeting Harry, saying, "I never looked up my husband online. I just didn't feel the need to because everything that I needed to know he was sharing with me, or everything we thought I needed to know he was telling me." However, a photograph has emerged of Meghan holding a magazine with her future sister-in-law, the Duchess of Cambridge, on the cover, teasing the suggestion that she is pregnant with twins. One Twitter commenter wrote, "She said she didn't do any research on Harry or his family before she got married. Was that because she was more interested in what Kate had?" Another was perhaps more level-headed, saying, "Easy with that stretching there. You'll pull something." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.